In the name of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The gospel reading today is talking about many important lessons, but we are going to talk only about faith, one lesson about faith, which is mentioned in verse 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, to our Lord Jesus Christ, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. We are going to talk about three points only. One, the definition of faith. Two, the power of faith. Three, the testing of our faith. حسنا النهاردة هتاخد حاجات بسرعة. تعريف الإيمان، قوة الإيمان، واختبار الإيمان. تعريف الإيمان, the definition of faith, was mentioned in the book, in the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm recommending all of you in the house to read this chapter, chapter 11. Epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. He said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. This is the definition of faith. Everything you can see is not belonging to faith, it's belonging to the mind. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. But everything that you cannot see is belonging to faith. So, for example, by faith we believe in the eternal life. By faith we believe we are going to live with God after death. By faith we used to live the peaceful life by having good relationship with our mighty Lord. So if you are going to lose the faith in our Lord, you are going to lose everything. Because we are human beings, we have some limited powers in our minds, and if we are going to believe in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to be true believers and we are going to inherit the eternal life. I'm going to talk about point 3 before point 2, testing our faith. If you have a faith, this is good, but be sure that the Lord is going to test your faith. Why? To grant you the virtue of patience. Let us read what St. James wrote in chapter 1 verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So don't imagine that your faith is not going to be tested. No. Our father Abraham was tested in one of his very beloved son Isaac. The Lord tested his faith, and he succeeded in the test, and he got the virtue of patience. And because of this, any one of us, even the monks, when they are going to depart, they are going to be rested in the bosom of our father Abraham, because the testing of his faith produces the virtue of patience. Now, in this modern world, there is no patience. We need to finish everything quickly. We need to rush. Even the day, the 20 hours of the day is not enough. So we need to work very quickly, but we need to have patience. You cannot gain the virtue, for example, of prayer. Good prayer, sound prayer, without patience. When we entered the monastery as a beginners, they told us to pray the Ajbiya, and we did not understand everything from the Ajbiya. But by patience and by getting the experience of the elder monks, we now sure that praying without Ajbiya is a great mistake. We need to pray with the Ajbiya, and we need to understand by patience. Patience also is a virtue which introduces to every other virtue. For example, love. If you are going to experience the virtue of love without patience, you are not going to gain the virtue of love. So patience comes by testing your faith. Many people have been tested in the Old Testament, and we see that they are great heroes. who succeeded in this test in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. We read so many names about the heroes who succeeded, even Samson. The Lord tested his face, and in the end of his life he was saved, as St. Paul said. Now, the power of faith. This is the last point of the sermon. We talked about the definition of faith, the testing of our faith, and the power of faith. The epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33 said, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions." You know, the heroes of faith experience the power of faith. And the power of faith cannot come to you suddenly. You need to have the patience, as I said. But one of the heroes of the faith, Daniel the prophet, he struck the mouths of the lions by faith. He preferred not to deny his faith to the Lord. And when the king said to him, "I'm going to put you in the den of lions," he said, "No worries, put me. I have the faith in the Lord. And the Lord is going to stoop the mouths of the lions." So the power of faith can do miracles. I'm going to mention what Pope Shenouda said to us in one of his sermons. He said, "Our father Abraham took his son Isaac and two of the servants and the donkey. And when he reached the place in which he is going to sacrifice his only begotten son Isaac, he said to the two servants, 'You stay here.'" The two servants, "Stay here with the donkey. My son and I are going up to do the sacrifice, and we will come back to you." How come? This is the faith. How come, our father Abraham, you are going to come together with your son Isaac? You are going to kill Isaac. So how did you say "we"? He has a faith. The Lord can do two things. Either he will prevent him to kill his son, or if he killed his son, he's going to raise his son from the dead. So he had the faith. The power of faith can do impossible miracles. St. Peter was in the prison, and by the faith he was sleeping in the prison. And the angel came to him and waked him and opened the doors of the prison, and he let him out of the prison by faith. In the first epistle of St. John chapter 5 verse 4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, our faith." If you are planning to overcome the lust of the body, the desire of the world, and the temptation of the devil, these three enemies, you have to have faith. St. John said, "Our faith." The victory is our faith. And today, St. Peter, by faith, in verse 5, he said, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And he let down the net and caught many fish, big number of fish. This is the faith that we need to experience, my dear brothers and sisters. And remember, faith is linked and connected cohesively with the virtue of patience. I wish you all the best. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.